Hello, and a warm welcome to all. The scriptural selection is from the King James Bible and from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. The topic of the readings is, Let not your heart be troubled, ye believe in God. Ecclesiastes, I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly as far as light excelleth darkness. Proverbs, the way of the wicked is as darkness, for they sleep not except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Remove thy foot from evil. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content. Solomon's Song. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. Oh, that men wert as my brother. Deuteronomy. Moses called all Israel and said unto them, I speak in your ears this day. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor, neither shalt thou covet anything that is thy neighbor's. 1 Peter. Beloved, think not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On your part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end? What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Psalms. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. There shall no evil befall thee, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands. Thou shalt not be afraid. Daniel, It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom Daniel. This Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel, find it against him concerning the law of his God. These presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto the king, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. Then these men assembled and said, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree or statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. The king arose very early in the morning, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, Servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery. Then King Darius wrote unto all, Peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Proverbs. Wisdom, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. I shall now read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. If God makes sin, if good produces evil, if truth results in error, then science and Christianity are helpless. But there are no antagonistic powers nor laws, spiritual or material, creating and governing man through perpetual warfare. God is not the author of mortal discords. Therefore, we accept the conclusion that discords have only a fabulous existence. Our mortal beliefs, which divine truth and love destroy. Man should renew his energies and endeavors and see the folly of hypocrisy, while also learning the necessity of working out his own salvation. Understanding the control which love held over all, Daniel felt safe in the lion's den. Scientific translation of immortal mind. God, divine principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind. Man, God's spiritual idea, individual, perfect, eternal. Idea, an image in mind, the immediate object of understanding. Webster. Scientific translation of mortal mind, first degree, depravity, physical, evil beliefs, passions and appetites, fear, depraved will, self-justification, pride, envy, deceit, hatred, revenge, sin, sickness, disease, death. Second degree, evil beliefs disappearing. Moral, humanity, honesty, affection, compassion, hope, faith, meekness, temperance. Third degree, understanding. Spiritual, wisdom, purity, spiritual understanding, spiritual power, love, health, holiness. In the third degree, mortal mind disappears, and man, as God's image, appears. This goal is never reached while we hate our neighbor or entertain a false estimate of anyone whom God has appointed to voice his word. The inaudible voice of truth is to the human mind as when a lion roars. It is heard in the desert and in dark places of fear. It arouses the seven thunders of evil and stirs their latent forces to utter the full diapason of secret tones. Human sense may well marvel at discord, while to a diviner sense, harmony is the real and discord the unreal. We may well be astonished at sin, sickness, and death. We may well be perplexed at human fear, and still more astounded at hatred, which lifts its hydra head, showing its horns in the many inventions of evil. But why should we stand aghast at nothingness? The serpentine form stands for subtlety, winding its way amidst all evil, but doing this in the name of good. It is the animal instinct in mortals which would impel them to devour each other. As of old, evil still charges the spiritual idea with error's own nature and methods. This malicious animal instinct, of which the dragon is the type, incites mortals to kill morally and physically even their fellow mortals, and worse still, to charge the innocent with the crime. From Genesis to the Apocalypse, sin, sickness, and death, envy, hatred, and revenge, all evil, are typified by a serpent or animal subtlety. Jesus said, quoting a line from the Psalms, "They hated me without a cause." The serpent is perpetually close upon the heel of harmony. From the beginning to the end, the serpent pursues with hatred the spiritual idea. Jealousy is the grave of affection. Pride, envy, or jealousy seems on most occasion to be the master of ceremonies, ruling out primitive Christianity. The elusive senses may fancy affinities with these, with their opposites, but in Christian Science, truth never mingles with error. Mind has no affinity with matter, and therefore truth is able to cast out the ills of the flesh. Mind, God, sends forth the aroma of spirit. We are Christian Scientists only as we quit our reliance upon that which is false and grasp the true. We are not Christian Scientists until we leave all for Christ. Human opinions are not spiritual. They come from the hearing of the ear, from corporeality instead of from principle, and from the mortal instead of from the immortal. Spirit is not separate from God. Spirit is God. Erring power is a material belief, a blind, miscalled force, the offspring of will and not of wisdom, of the mortal mind and not of the immortal. It is the headlong cataract, the devouring flame, the tempest breath. It is lightning and hurricane and all that is selfish, wicked, dishonest, and impure. Evil is not power. It is a mockery of strength which ere long betrays its weakness and falls, never to rise. Christianity is the basis of true healing. The spiritual fact and the material beliefs of things are contradictions, but the spiritual is true, and therefore the material must be untrue. Spirit and all things spiritual are the real and eternal. Man is not the offspring of flesh, but of spirit, of life, not of matter. The whole earth will be transformed by truth on its pinions of light, chasing away the darkness of error.